Hey girl, hey, welcome back to Tia Pugh Talks the Podcast. This is your host, Tia Pugh. I am a speaker, I'm an author, but I'm most known as the International Comeback Coach. Why? Because after over 5 years of homelessness and seemingly never-ending spiraling toxic relationships, I've been able to literally rebuild my life by simply walking in my purpose. So now I do the very same thing for hundreds of women so that they can turn their setbacks, their obstacles, their tragedies into a profitable business. So listen, I want to tell you that if this is your first time coming through and hanging out with me on the podcast, oh baby, I appreciate you so very much, because I realize that you could be anywhere doing anything in the world right now, but you decide to come and hang out with me. So for that, I am very grateful and I am very thankful for you. Be sure that you subscribe to the podcast so that you can be one of the first to know when a new podcast episode drops. Now, let me tell you, if you've been hanging out with me for a while, then you're going to notice some different things on this podcast. We're changing gears a little bit, and the podcast is going to be more so focused towards relationships. So if you're single, divorced, or in a it's complicated situation, then this is the podcast for you. Now, if you are more business oriented and you want to become a life coach, a speaker, a podcast host, or anything of that nature, then what you want to do is you want to follow the Pracelay Work podcast and listen to that and check that out. And there's actually an episode up over there right now. So I encourage you to go over there and subscribe to that podcast if that's more of your thing. Over here, we're going to talk about all things relationship. So get ready, get excited. Let's go. All right, so if you've been rocking with me for any amount of time, then you know I get straight into it. We don't have time for games. So the very first thing that I want to talk about as to the fact that, is he really into me? So one way you can know for sure that he is into you is if he prays for you. Now, let's think about this. What do you go to God about? What do you talk about in your prayers? And think about the things that you actually pray about. Those things that you pray about, those things that you talk to God about, what level of importance do those things have to you? More than likely, they have a pretty high importance level, because first and foremost, you're not going to God about any old thing, right? You understand that there is power when you go into prayer. You know that prayer changes things. You know that God can do the impossible. So you're not just taking any old body before him, right? You're going to God and you're praying about the things that are most important in your life. And you're praying about the people that are the most important in your life. So if you just take a moment and think about that, if he's praying for you, then he must actually care for you. There must be a sense of admiration. There must be a sense of love or care or something of that nature, because nobody's just going to God talking to God about any old body. If I'm going to God personally, it's going to be about somebody that I care about, somebody that I have relationship with, somebody that I want to have relationship with, somebody that I want to grow with, somebody that I want to establish something with, right? On a relationship tip. So you think about that on your end. What do you go to God about? What do you pray to God about? And then think about the importance level of the things that you go to God about. So if this man is going to God and spending time in God's presence on your behalf, then he is definitely into you. He cares about you. He wants to make sure that you are good. He wants to make sure that you are covered. He wants to make sure that you are receiving everything it is that God has for you. He wants to make sure you're protected. He's looking out for you on a spiritual level. My God, he can look at you all day and have googly eyes over you all day, and he can treat you nice, and he can buy you all of the things in the world. But when he sits down and in his quiet time devotes a piece of that time to you and talking to God about you, that is something so precious. That is something that is completely priceless. And with that being said, sis, he is definitely into you. Hey, sis. So at the end of 2019, I was extremely depressed and I was experiencing a lot of anxiety. A lot of people don't know that, but yes, I am now sharing it with the world. I had fallen into a place that I never saw myself falling into before. And I knew that I had to do something differently. So what I did is I decided to make a total life change. And since then, I have began to lose a ton of weight. Within the last 2 months, I have lost over 30 pounds. My skin is clearer. I have so much more energy than what I used to have. I am so much more productive. I am so much more focused, and I am accomplishing all of my goals. So if you would like to join me along this journey, if any of those categories sound like you need help in those areas, then email me info@TiaPewTalks and let's talk about it. All right, so secondly, the way that you know that he's into you and that he cares about you is the fact that he asks for your opinion. So for him to value your thoughts, the way that you think, the way that you value things and your thought process is everything. Because a man that does not care about your opinion more than likely does not care about you. So for him to ask, well, babe, what do you think about this? Or what would you do in this case? Or what would you do in this scenario? Means everything. And this side note is kind of another reason that you know that he cares about you or that he's into you, is because he is willing to open up to you and to divulge his information with you. Now, let me tell you, a lot of men don't open up. I don't know what it is like about society or the world or how it's built, how it's set up or what, but a lot of times men are very leery about opening up to a woman and being vulnerable and sharing parts of themselves that they have yet to share with other people, and just being emotional and being completely open. Okay, so if he is asking your opinion about things and he's opening up to you to even talk about whatever the issue is or whatever it is that he wants to talk about, then that is a for sure sign that he must care about you. He must value you. He must be into you, because men don't just do that with everybody and everyone. So count that as a blessing that he's willing to open up and talk to you about certain things. Now, what your job to do is, when he does open up to you, is to be available to listen. Now, sometimes you don't have to say anything. All you need to do is listen, have an open ear, and hear what it is that he has to say. A lot of times men feel like the world doesn't listen to them. Nobody cares about the way that they feel, right? Because they're men, they're supposed to be macho, they're supposed to be hard and strong all the time. So when he's opening up to you and being vulnerable and, you know, just letting go of those layers and letting down that mask that he has to put up to the world, be open and be available to listen to him. Don't be so quick to talk or to give feedback or to give an opinion. Sometimes just sitting there and listening can be more valuable to him than you talking and giving all these opinions and telling him, oh, you need to do this or you need to do that. Or just listen, be open. And if he asks for advice, if he's saying, so how do you feel about that, or what do you think about that, or what would you do in this case scenario, then that's when you give your opinion. But other than that, sometimes he just needs you to listen, sis. So the third and final thing that I want to talk about as it pertains to, is he into you? Does he like you? Is he interested? Is the fact that his language is different. So when he's into you, when he likes you, when he is trying to move towards something with you, he no longer uses me and you. He uses we. So he includes you in on things. Your name is no longer your name, honey. You are now bae, boo, and things of that nature. Whatever it is that, you know, he has a little cute nickname for you, then that's you now. And you are also being included on his travels, his future endeavors, you know, different things of that nature. It's no longer just him, and he realizes that, and he is including you in on everything that he has to offer. That's when it becomes really special, and you really know that this is going to another level. So if this is you, if you are going through this, if you are feeling this, if you are witnessing this, then I just want to congratulate you, because you are now going in to another level of your relationship. So you all may still be saying you all are friends, but inside of his mind, he's thinking something a little different, because it is no longer just all about him. He's including you. He's thinking about you. And this may just be going in the right direction, sis. So, congratulations. Enjoy. Thank you so much for tuning in to Tia Pugh Talks the Podcast. This is your host, Tia Pugh. I definitely do appreciate you sliding through and hanging out with me for a little while. I would love to have you come over and follow me on social media at Tia Pugh Talks on Instagram and Facebook. I look forward to getting to know you. I look forward to connecting with you. And I look forward to helping you along your journey of singleness. I love you so very much. I hope and pray that this podcast has helped you in some way, shape, or form. Be sure to share your favorite part of the podcast with me via social media so I can shout you out. All right, until next time, peace.